Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What up? What you guys doing?
He's got to turn that microphone on.
Oh, you got to turn your mic on first.
That works.
I got problems.
Is there this we your go. First time in radio? He's back.
I'm back.
A lot of people were saying you had a hand, foot, mouth.
No. I did have a summer solstice party, though, so. A
lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Working a little slow today, you know. Enlightenment will slow you down a bit.
We have to be fast because, we don't have to be fast, but we have to be on time here the first segment.
Why is that?
Well, because you have to pee.
Oh, that is true.
And I want to be respectful of your urination habits.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I get it.
Look at you.
I get it.
Look at you just looking out for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's got to pee, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I got to announce that.
I got the jiggle legs. Thank you for making that announcement.
Shaky leg.
Yeah. I got you got to do a little nervous energy there bouncing around. When me and Buckley were conducting big business right before the show, and then I looked up and I was like, oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what.
We got to go on the air.
The people need to know a couple things. Okay. The first thing is, we are not here tomorrow because of the Fan Golf Classic.
Yes.
Okay? Which is exciting.
Yes. The 11th annual, I believe.
Yeah. And so we're going to be out at Langdon. So get your fix in today, okay?
Yeah.
Golf.
The other thing is that I think there's some higher up here that's big.
Yes.
That's correct.
And boy, the keeping up of appearances in this office is quite profound today.
Well, I would assume.
Dude, come on. Look, am I going to have to be the one to break it to that guy that it's not always like this around here? I mean, everyone's here.
We're buttoned up.
Swigart's here. The TV's on.
Well, you notice they were hanging last week. They started hanging random stuff.
They hung a bunch of pictures.
Just coincidental timing, I'm sure.
Right. And now Swigart was in there, and he's like, yeah, just, my son was doing. I'm like, oh, God. And then then he goes.
Leave it to Rob to crap all over
care why
effort.
He's here.
Hold on, everybody.
I mean, I know why he's here. He's here to suck up to the big boss or whoever's in town. I haven't seen the guy. I don't know where he is.
Oh, they're in a big meeting. When I came in, it was Dusty and two people that looked very important. And they were in
old white guys?
Of course. Well, it's real. And then we were doing like a Disney photo shoot out there.
Yeah, Mickey's here.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me that all of this is occurring on the day that guy's into. Mr. Manfredson. Hey, it's great to meet you. My name is Jason Swigart. I'm your new assistant program director of, what's his title? Something like that.
He is the assistant brand manager or something.
Slash That's me. I just happen to be here at the office working a little extra.
Everyone dressed up in their Monday best.
I mean, come on.
I tried being the face of Disney, and it turns out they didn't want me, though. You know, they're doing like some sort of like Mickey photo shoot, and I thought, who better to represent Disney than me? And apparently I didn't make the cut. They did not want.
Well, the answer to that would be Mickey. Who better is Mickey?
Well, they had Mickey ears. I'm like, you can throw the ears on me.
Turn you into a Mickey.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I just didn't appreciate. I thought that there was a little, I thought there was a little prejudice against me when
sounds
it came.
Like some judgment.
I thought there was some judgment. Yeah, that I wasn't what they were looking for. This can't be the face of Disney. Why not? Why can't I enjoy Disney? Why does it have to be the cookie cutter image of Disney that you put out there? I didn't like it. I thought we were all about diversity nowadays, gentlemen.
So anyway, this guy's going to go back to whoever he goes back to. Yeah. He's going to be like, oh my God, Portland's great.
Oh, we're dialed
so
in.
So vibrant.
They've got a Brandon Roy, Sergio Rodriguez. Did Office. You notice that, by the way?
Yeah, we talked about it on Friday.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
It's a little weird,
as,
right?
What should we say? As wall accoutrement mm-hmm. goes, yeah. that is not our finest.
No.
You know,
no.
like there's some cool stuff hanging around up sure. here, or hanging on the walls now up yeah. here, like signed guitars and
I think
know,
someone just things. Thought that looked cool, and they weren't really taking yeah. stock into who was included. And,
but I mean,
I just thought of all the sports stuff that you could hang up.
Yeah, Sergio, they hung that up.
Sergio Rodriguez?
Well, no, it's like we talked about it on Friday, but it's like a poster of the three rookies at the time, Sergio, Rory, and Aldridge, and it's Rory Wonder,
Stretch Aldridge. Roy Wonder. You said Rory Wonder.
It's not Roy McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy was here.
Rory Wonder.
How did I miss that?
God dang it.
Rory Wonder, Roy Blazers Wonder, fan?
I forget what it says for Aldridge and then Sergio.
Stretch Aldridge. They did like a Stretch Armstrong thing.
And then Sergio Magnifico or some stupid.
Hey, Sergio.
It's like one of those posters they give you when you walk. Like if you bought a ticket, first 10,000 receive.
It's actually
this.
Pretty neat.
It's stupid. And it's not even signed, but they framed it, and somehow they hung it right next to our studio door.
I just thought maybe you could have found something a little more.
They didn't ask us. They don't ask us.
That's
ever.
That's all we have? Like, I guarantee they could have gone to someone here at the station and some. Couldn't you have produced something better from your house?
Listen, they ask people here to wear a lot of hats. I think overlooking our aesthetic design sense is a little bit of an oversight. Yeah.
Like, I think I have.
I think that's right.
Somewhere I have a Brandon Roy autographed jersey that I got at, like, some sort of charity. I could put that, like.
It's not hanging in your bedroom?
No.
Oh. Over your bed?
I don't have any. I don't have any sports stuff at my house. I'm not a real.
Sports?
Yeah, like the whole man cave sports stuff. I don't really have any of that. I'm trying to think of like what's the my helmets, but those are like up on a shelf. I think that's probably the closest thing. I have all my old helmets.
You have any music posters or anything?
Hey, yeah, like, I got a bunch of that.
I don't want to rain on your parade and your career or anything, but I mean, we don't really want to hang up your helmets either. I mean, no offense.
We can hang up your helmet.
Should I bring my
we
helmet?
We can hang up your helmet
from
instead.
The Pheasant Bowl. That would actually be funny. We hang up all of your stuff and my, like, I don't know, my track shoes from high school or something. No.
Look, I'm not saying my stuff is good, but it's better than what we have.
I hate to break this to you.
No, I don't know. So
the
Tampa Bay Buccaneer and Denver Bronco helmet, not as good Dirt's Cleveland High School, whatever.
Oh, wait. You said the stuff that was out there. I didn't know. Dirt's Cleveland. Yes, of
course. Oh, I thought we were talking about what we had. Like, if we were to bring stuff in as a station.
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, the fact that there would be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers helmet out there makes no sense. We're in Portland.
That's true.
So people would come through and be like, what the hell is
if
that?
If it had Suk's last name on it, it would make sense.
I thought we were talking about, like, if
kinda,
we could
but
bring.
But what if he's fired or what if he's
then
dies?
Then you take it down.
Oh, then you take it down. How long do you wait?
In our newsroom, we had a Mike Singletary quote painted over the door after he came to give us a rousing motivational speech. And he was fired the next year and they covered that thing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think the Blazers stuff, it's like, hey, we're in Portland. Yeah. People expect to see Blazers stuff. Just throw up what we have. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, here's a poster from 2007.
I just want to know where that thing came from. Like in the deep bowels. Like that made the move over from the other building?
It did. Yeah, it did.
How about that?
Because we had a dumpster full of stuff.
Yeah, we did. It's just like we hucked it. Just weird, random things. I was just saying, if they had asked each person on the station to bring in something, we could have done something way better than that. Like I said, I think I have a Kenny Wheaton. I have a Kenny Wheaton autographed pick.
There you go.
That's like framed.
See, that's great.
Like that's sitting in my garage somewhere. I have a really cool Jailblazer poster that I could, that's what we should bring in. A buddy of mine made it who has since passed away, unfortunately. He was a great man, but it's a big poster and it's framed. And it's got all of the arrests and different Jailblazer offenses.
I remember that.
All lined up.
It's a long one.
Yeah, it's a long one. That's kind of fun. They could have done that.
Now, something. It appears that poster came from the 06-07 season. Also, you can get one signed by all three of them on eBay if we ever want to upgrade.
Hmm. How much?
$200.
Whoa, that's high.
$200
You get Brandon Roy, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Sergio Rodriguez.
I would have said 20.
Can I say this? I am offended.
It's eBay. It's hopeful. It's not
I am
like,
offended.
I bet they give it up for 25.
Yeah, I'm offended when people think that an autograph is worth X amount of dollars. Like, seriously? You'll see someone again, like at a thrift shop or whatever, and it's like a Mickey Morandini like autograph card, and they're like $45. I'll give you 9 cents. And by the way, you should be happy to take the 9 cents. $200.
That's a good pull, Mickey Morandini.
I don't. You ever been somewhere like? Because I like thrift shops sometimes. Like those are interesting to go, you know, to kind of wander through, and they'll have like a random autograph in there, and they're just. It's the most autographs are the most absurdly priced item outside of artwork at breakfast diners. Those are the two most obscenely priced things in the world, where you can get someone who in no way is famous or popular and people want $100 for their autograph. Or when you're sitting down eating your tutti frutti, fresh and fruity breakfast and some local artist painted a picture behind you and they want $800 for it.
Do you think they do that because if it's super cheap, you'll think the art isn't any good?
Well, it's not.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. Maybe sometimes it is. The question is it's all sort of in the eye of the beholder. So yeah. If somebody sees it and goes, I really like that, and then it's $15, you're like, well, that must really suck, so I'm not going to buy it.
Huh.
Whereas if it's $800, like, wow, that they must be really good. That validates the fact that I love it, and so I'm going
to
pay that.
I want to know, has anyone, themselves, or anyone that they've known, have they heard a rumor, a whisper, a fart in the wind that anyone has ever bought one of those pieces of art from a breakfast diner? I don't believe that one has ever sold. There's a couple places in Vancouver that are good breakfast spots, and the same paintings have been for sale for like 2 decades, and not one of them has changed, not one of them has sold, but they're for sale. And every time I walk in, I'm like, no one's plunking down that $800. Maybe it's been 12 years. Maybe it's time to lower the price.
And it's not just the diners. It's like the bougie spots, too. It's your bakeries and patisseries and boulangeries and all that.
Yeah, why
did
don't
you
we
say
just...
boulangeries?
I sure did.
No one's thought in all those years to maybe bring the price down? Not once? No?
Well, the point is there's a lot of sucking up going on around
here right now. I would like to say to the very important gentleman in meeting with Dusty, the moment I saw you, I knew you were a powerful and important, handsome man as well. And
only you.
I, for one, welcome you to Odyssey Portland, where it is like this every day with everyone on their best behavior and all of the wonderful things.
It's so vibrant around here.
Yes, it is vibrant.
He's our regional, I think.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm told he's a rock chalker.
Really?
Yeah. He's a KU guy.
And you got nothing Kansas on today. Well, you got KC.
I'm a Royals hat.
Yeah, a Royals hat.
Yeah. You know, anyway.
Wouldn't that have been something you show up with it? I got some Jayhawk shorts. I could have worn those.
Anyway, so it's a one and done, okay? We're going golfing tomorrow. Actually, we're not.
We're not.
Somebody asked.
It's a golf.
They said, what's the point of the golf tournament if you aren't golfing and you aren't doing your show? Well, the point is to get out and meet all the listeners. It's a sort of a listener appreciation day.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's the point, if you must know.
Mm-hmm.
You judgy bastards.
Yeah. We're at the, is it number 6? Right?
Some people are, yeah.
Aren't we all out? Isn't everyone supposed to be?
I'll be here.
We'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys want to, in lieu of your bowels bursting?
Actually,
or not your bowels. Sorry.
Actually, I feel quite good.
It wouldn't be your bowels.
No,
it would be my bladder.
Although, you know what? I think the excitement of the Mickey Morandini autograph. Although someone here had a bar napkin signed by Sam Perkins, $20.
Cool.
Now we're talking. I feel like it's gone away. I feel great.
Okay. Well, then we can do another segment.
Yeah, we can just go right into it.
We don't need a break.
No, let's go.
No, we're going to break. We got headlines. We're going to start with the Indiana Pacers not winning the NBA title.
Yeah.
They did not win it.
No, they did not.
And we will start there, coming up next on The Fan. All right, well, the NBA season is over. Isn't that weird to think that the league the Blazers play in only just ended last night?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because they just, they've just been done for so long.
Well, it kind of was the last thing hanging on. And now you're just into the weird, you know, part of the summer where, I mean, you got the draft, what, in a couple days? And
Wednesday.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the dog days of summer, you got a little baseball. But yeah, this kind of signals the end of, kind of the end of the sports calendar, really, for a while.
Yeah. So the Pacers didn't win it.
No, they did not. It was fun for a half, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think when Halliburton went down, it was like, I don't know. There was just that doom, even though Indiana was hanging. I mean, Indiana's tough. They
Indiana was up by one at the half.
I know.
And weren't playing particularly well. And
yeah, I get it. I just think the idea was they weren't going to win that game in Oklahoma City without Halliburton.
No.
And it was pretty clear that something bad had happened.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, they're hanging around. That's cute. But Oklahoma City's going to win this, and they sure enough did.
Well, they even said it like in between everyone yelling at each other in the halftime show, which, again, ESPN, just shame on you. That's the worst thing I've ever seen on sports television. But, you know, the announcers were talking about it coming out of the break. They're like, does Oklahoma City have one of these patented OKC runs? And then, you know, the third quarter started, and it was just turnover after turnover after turnover, and then they pushed it into the double digits, and it never really felt like it was close. I mean, I guess in the fourth quarter, Indiana kind of for a moment felt like maybe they had a counterpunch, but it just seems so hectic and frantic and it never really felt competitive.
TJ McConnell, baby.
Yeah. It never really felt competitive after about the midway point of the third quarter when Oklahoma City had pushed it to doubles.
Somebody said we should all remember that the Bucks with Giannis and Lillard healthy, they beat the Thunder to win the in-season cup championship. So we got to call this co-championships this year.
Boy, I completely forgot. One, I completely forgot that there was a...
Yeah, you forgot.
Is it the Commissioner's Cup? That they call that horse crap thing?
I thought it was the NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup? I don't know. There's a cup in the middle and no one
cares.
And
wasn't it like the Emirates? So they had a sponsor too,
right? I thought is it the Emirates Commissioner's Cup? The Emirates NBA Cup? How about the no one's going to give a rip? Go ask Damian Lillard right now as he's sitting there with his leg wrapped if he cares that they won the big cup.
Emirates NBA Cup.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
But we talked about this last week, and when will people learn that when you have a torn calf muscle, we should stop calling it a torn calf. Like, it's not. It's just an Achilles that hasn't popped yet. So for everyone that, like, been critical of, like, the Niners and Christian McCaffrey last year, welcome to this. This happens every time. If you hear of a player with a bad calf, realize that he's one game away from tearing his Achilles. And that's what you had here.
Yeah, I think it's time to have that conversation probably, right?
Yes.
About, you know, when you got a guy with a calf injury, is somebody text and they said they feel better about Christian McCaffrey sitting out so long?
There you go.
With a calf strain?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because you heal that calf, you get that calf right, that protects your Achilles.
But when you don't and you're out there playing on it, and I love how they always frame it as like, no, it's a calf injury, right until it blows. And this is, it's
Durant.
Yeah, you got Durant, you got Klay Thompson.
That's right. Yeah,
this happens time and time again where you hear that he's dealing with a little bit of a calf issue right until El Snapo. And it happens in football, it happens in basketball, but this is just kind of.
Rodgers, right? Wasn't Rodgers having
Aaron Rodgers was having the calf thing. They talked about this with Joe Burrow, and luckily his didn't because, again, they gave him a lot of time, but. When you try to rush back these injuries, because it was always like in the past, it was like when you pulled the hammy. It was like, dude, you cannot rush the hamstring. Well, the new one is the calf. And I don't know what's going on with it because it feels more prevalent. But when you have a bad calf, you play through that thing. That is Russian roulette. And it's not just Russian roulette for the rest of the season. It's Russian roulette for the next season. Halliburton's not going to play next year. And can we also talk about that there's this notion that you blow your Achilles and everything's fine in a year? No, it's not. Some guys never come back. In fact, most never come back to anywhere near the same player.
Especially basketball, the track record is really bad of performance pre and post Achilles injury.
I mean, you may come back and you're going to play, and Kevin Durant still is a really nice player after his Achilles. He ain't the same player. You're just not. So you know, I was listening today to Rick Bucher, and he was dealing with the three morons that he has to do that show with. And they're just like, there's no possible way that you don't play through that. And you're like, what? Play through what? 7 minutes? We talked, like, if you're the Pacers, I understand that that guy is like, no, I'm going to come play hell or high water. Well, this is what you got. You got 7 minutes. You lost the title, and now Halliburton's done for the year and may never be the same player again. The non-seriousness that we treat these potential career defining injuries is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I think we're wisening up now, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is what everyone's talking about, and they were talking about it with KD, too.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know how it is. It takes time. It's like, you know, just takes time.
Yeah.
For people to figure it out, and they're slowly figuring it out.
Yeah,
so I think this is going to be something you see dealt with differently.
Yeah, they're just devastating.
Moving forward.
If you're a player, and it's the toughest thing in the world to decide as a player. Like, you're a competitor and you're one game away. But we talked about it, this notion of, if I can limp, I can play. What good does that do? Like, to go out there and...
Well, they want to... I mean, you know.
I mean,
you know that competitor.
I understand, but there has to be from a player, from a career, and from the organization, I just think you have to start taking this more seriously. And like you said, maybe they do, but
I think they will.
It was horrible when you saw him go down, and then we have to do the, well, he appears to
we
be.
We don't know.
And then his dad, of all people, was like, yeah, he blew his Achilles. He's in the locker room crying. And you're right. It just even the Indiana players said at the half, they said it just sucked the air out of the locker room. And they put up a hell of an effort, but.
Well, I'll tell you what, with that guy, Halliburton, has any player ever better proven that he's not overrated?
No.
Than Haliban?
No. That is the ultimate F. He was on an FU streak that I have not seen.
And because he was, remember, if you don't know, he was voted, I think he was voted the most overrated player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
By the players.
By the players.
An anonymous player survey. I've never seen anybody, well, I guess we have, Matt Damon. But other than Matt Damon,
how you like them apples?
I've never seen anybody
give
it back like that.
It was a heater of galactic proportions.
Well, he's just good.
Yes.
He's just good. And he proved how good he is.
Yeah.
A little unorthodox.
Yeah.
I can see why some would say that he's overrated. But if that doesn't show you he's not, I don't know what does.
Yeah. So Indiana, it is a hell of a run. But now you got to ask. I mean, William, you ask about Oklahoma City. This is now 7 years in a row
with a
different champion. Indiana ain't getting back next year without Halliburton. And then they got a bunch of dudes they're going to have to make a decision on to re-sign or extend. We're even talking about Boston now. It feels like these windows in the NBA are just so fickle. And you know, we may not, as well as Indiana is constructed, they may not sniff another one of these. And for Oklahoma City, this is basically the youngest title team that we've seen in modern history. But I saw this because everyone's now like, is this a dynasty? And here comes Oklahoma City. You know, Denver, when they won theirs, that was the third youngest team. Denver hasn't sniffed one either. So, you know, to say that Oklahoma City is a hell of a year. I'm at 88 total wins now. Got pushed to a game seven against Denver, game seven against Indiana. It's a hell of a year. But to say that Oklahoma City now is about to go on one of these runs, maybe that's just not in the cards in the NBA. 7-for-7.
Well, they're awful good.
Yeah.
But 7-for-7 means what? At most, the Blazers will only have to wait 23 more years for a title, right?
I like that. I like the way we're thinking on
that. So that's not bad. But
until expansion happens. And then.
Oh, that's true. 25 more years.
Then the Sonics ended up winning. You know what would be the ultimate kick in Rip City's groin? Seattle gets a team like in a year or two for expansion, and then Seattle ends up winning a title.
That title had to sting for Seattle.
Yeah.
Because I'd never really seen Clay Bennett.
Yeah.
Had you?
I can't say that I could have picked him out of the lineup.
I hadn't seen him, but he was out there in his Thunder jersey looking all Clay Bennett-y.
Yeah.
And I feel like he looked like a Midwest billionaire, right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
He just kind of had that kind of portly. And
sure.
I was like, he doesn't look like I thought he looked.
He likes some chicken fried steak.
But he certainly looks like he belongs in Oklahoma City.
But I think it was hard for Sonic fans to hear about how great he was.
Well, yes.
He
ripped them from there.
And had every, he bought that team and put up the worst song and dance.
This is ridiculous. He screwed him over.
He screwed him over.
And so did Howard Schultz.
That was weird.
It was very weird. And so I'm guessing that was not a good night for Seattle fans. At any rate, I think the thing with Oklahoma City's future is their picks, yes. right? That's the thing. So not only are they really, really, really good and well-built and deep and have start, like they have it all.
Yep.
But they also have a billion more picks.
Yeah.
And they can do whatever the hell they want with those.
Yeah. You can add more pieces.
Yes.
You can keep... You can slough off the pieces as they get more expensive and replace it with younger talent that's cheap. And they have set themselves up to really go on a run here. But, I mean, I just say we said this about Boston. Didn't work. We said this about Denver. Didn't work. I'd have to go back and look at the other... Because some of the titles, like with Toronto, that was definitely a one and done, right? Like, they won and then it was... You know, you knew Kawhi wasn't coming back. But we certainly said it about Boston. We said it about Denver. Milwaukee certainly was one because Giannis was coming into his peak. And we're like, well, here comes Giannis. We didn't say it about Toronto, and Golden State would have been in there. So I think we've said it about three.
Well, you said it about Golden State too, and it was true.
Well, Golden State was true, but that was a long time. I'm saying of this, because when Golden State won theirs in 2022, that was kind of the last. That was kind of like the last hurrah.
So you're saying of the new teams.
Of the new teams. We've said it about Boston, Denver, and Milwaukee, because LA was an old team. You didn't say that about them. The Raptors were definitely a one-off. So three of the last kind of four champions here, we've talked about being young and well-built and put together, and here they come. And
I get it.
And they've all fallen off.
I get it, but Oklahoma City looks a little different.
Feels a little different.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Sorry for our Pacers.
Yeah. I think we were all, especially after Halliburton went down, I was like, God, if they could find a way to do this.
A great run.
Yes.
KP, Kim Pritchard getting all the way to the finals.
And Buchanan.
Chad Buchanan.
If only the Blazers had some.
Why did they fire those guys?
Well, Pritchard, apparently, Paul Allen and AKA Burt Cole didn't like that Pritchard took credit for that.
No, it was Tom Penn, I thought. Wasn't it?
Well, Tom Penn got the axe first, and then Pritchard kind of fell by that sword. They were too big for their britches.
Yeah, that was 2010.
Yeah.
This date.
Yeah.
Wait, what is today? Tomorrow marks the 15th anniversary of the firing of Kevin Pritchard outside the Blazers practice facility.
And then everyone thought that Buchanan was going to get elevated, and instead of giving it to Buchanan, who had done such a nice job in the draft, they elevated instead Neil Olshey.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, Buchanan, remember, he was the interim guy, and he was doing
well,
all the
draft. Well, they didn't elevate
Olshey. No, they brought him in, yeah.
He was from somewhere else.
They thought, the idea was that maybe Buchanan would be the guy, and he was not, and they hired, they passed over Chad Buchanan, who had been here and was well thought of, and they went and got Neil Olshey.
Yeah. Don't forget about Rich Cho.
Cho Chop.
They had Cho in there.
Yeah, they did.
He was right after Pritchard.
Yeah.
Lasted maybe 3 months.
It did not. He was here longer. I want to say it was a year or so.
Was it over a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, there was a lot of momentum behind, you know, Rich Joe. That, you know, that didn't last either.
Well.
But yeah, the two guys that built the Indiana Pacers at one point were both here. And then.
What a run.
They were not.
By our Pacers. Congratulations to the Thundies.
And I will say, I found Oklahoma City, even though it was hard for me to root for them, I found their celebration, while extremely boring.
It was boring.
Something stuck out to me about that team that I thought was different than any other championship I've seen.
I would agree with you.
In a long time.
We'll see if we'll compare notes on that coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Dusty, you should probably get out of here. We got a new show.
Yeah, we're trying to be on TV at the same time. This isn't helping.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty's in here
Go
talking about
CW.
Stupid corporate crap.
Big, important things. Well, he's a corporate man now.
He is. He's in there sucking up to the new regional guy.
Letting the mustache grow. Says, important.
You asked him, he says, good dude. Great guy. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to look. Whatever. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Although he is a rock chalker, though. So
yeah, the saltiness you have today towards corporate, I love it. Nothing makes Rob saltier than corporate.
Boy, you ain't kidding about
corporate
that.
Corporate suits.
Well, that celebration last night, I was talking to a friend of mine about that. It did seem awfully, I don't know, it just felt kind of lame and kind of cold.
Yes.
Didn't it?
Hollow, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, like, hollow. Hollow's a better word, so not cold.
Because I stick around and I watch. I really like celebrations.
I do too. I like to when a team wins the whole thing.
Yeah,
it is fascinating TV. I don't know what it is about that.
Yeah,
I guess it's just just pure joy.
Sure, it's the culmination of I don't know.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it's.
And then you hear the interviews, and there's always awkward moments.
Well, in the last seven have all been new champions. Yeah. So it's not like you're seeing the same ones do it over and over.
Well, and I don't even, like, I was really, I have come to despise the Florida Panthers, who won the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row.
Ah, their celebration might show up in your stock watch today. Yeah.
So I will say that I think they may be my least favorite team in sports right now, and yet I couldn't look away from the celebration. I find those things very interesting, from the parades to the you know, all that stuff.
And you know, it was really sad, before you get into your point, it was really sad watching the but also, again, equally mesmerizing,
and it makes me sad
watching the Indiana players come up the tunnel.
Yes.
And they showed that for a long time. Yeah. And Halliburton was standing there in crutches
crying,
like that was. And then this lady who was consoling TJ McConnell and like shooing away the cameras as if like there shouldn't be, lady.
This is why people watch.
But it's just interesting.
And I think that's what, again, this all goes into why I love this. It's the juxtaposition. What is the old, the thrill of victory, agony of defeat, right? I mean, that's what it is. You're watching someone achieve something that is their life's work. And you're also watching someone's dream brush by them. Like, you're an inch away from it. And that sort of human emotion is why sports is great. And so whether I like the team or not, I just always am glued to it. And I'm with you. I thought the Thunder celebration was so weird and subdued. And the first thing I thought of was...
Team or fans?
The team.
Yeah, the team.
The team.
Yeah.
And what I thought of, they're too young. They don't they just can't appreciate it. I remember when we were going, when I was with the Buccaneers, and we were going to... we were going through that Super Bowl run where they beat the Raiders. I remember my offensive line coach and Lomas Brown, who was our backup right tackle. If you know, Lomas Brown played for like 20 years in the NFL, like one of the most respected guys, was an all pro, God knows how many times for the Lions. And he was like a backup with us, but he really wanted a ring. And I remember Lomas Brown standing up as we were getting ready to play the Eagles in the playoffs. And Lomas Brown, who was like the sweetest guy in the team meeting, was telling some of the younger guys, he goes, "You may not get this, but I will chop off my to win this Super Bowl. And then my
let's guess what he was saying.
Yeah. And then my offensive line coach was
maybe
like
an arm.
It was not an arm. And then my offensive line coach had been in the league for like 40 years and never won one. And so it just turned into this, like all these like old, like grizzled vets talking about what it would mean. And they were trying to convey to the young guys, and you know, me, I'm like 2 years in, I don't even play. I'm just sitting there with my thumb, you know, somewhere. And like, I'm trying to feel what that's like for someone to put 40 years in the NFL or 20 years as a player and never having sniffed this and now having that and what it means to those guys. There's a great clip. Mike Vrabel, I think, was on with the Bustin' with the Boys, and they were talking about what Vrabel would do to win one as a coach, because he has several as a player, and they're talking about just the kind of the sacrifices. And I thought about that when I was watching this weird kind of muted Oklahoma City celebration. They're all like 22, 23 years old. You know, this is only the second time they've been in the playoffs.
Well, except, yeah,
Caruso's the only one.
Caruso's the only guy, and he seemed very...
Yeah.
You're right. There was a difference. It might have been the age. I think of it more as like... Because I had kind of the same thought. I'm like, boy, this is an odd team. But I think it's just their makeup. I think they're pretty smart, cerebral guys, and like not... But I don't know. I just think they're a different group. I'm sure youth has a lot to do with what you're saying. But they just feel mature.
Well, that was so. My second one, the first thought I had was they just have not suffered. Like most teams.
Yeah, they just really haven't been through the grind.
No.
The way Jordan, like it took Jordan forever.
Yes.
To win the title, and win his first title.
And you see the outpouring of emotion or people that have just.
Yeah, didn't he like sink to the ground?
Sink to the ground.
Just start crying.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, because you know, you put 8, 9, 10 years in the NBA and then all the other time to get there. It hadn't really dawned on me that last year for Oklahoma City, this group was the first year in the postseason. They went through one postseason and then came back and won the title. And it's like, I don't know if you can have that sort of appreciation. And then the other one that stuck out to me is, I don't know if I've ever seen a more, every single player, all they did was talk about their teammates.
Yep.
It was just...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that's just the makeup.
It's a makeup. It's a different group.
If you want to look for one thing, Sam Presti, who does a lot really well in building a team, if you want to look at, and Olshay used to talk about this some too, it is character.
Yeah.
It means a lot. And I think that group, it sure seems like they put a lot of time and energy into meshing the right characters and getting the right mindset. And I think that shows it. So once that whole team won a title and we're sitting there watching them, it kind of shows their personality.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, I think it's just a very mature, even though they are very young, it's a very mature, smart, thoughtful group. And I thought that was reflected in how they celebrated.
I just kept waiting.
Like, because somebody called it, I forget who it was, I think Miles Brown on Twitter, called them the least swaggy championship team. And I saw that and I went, dude, what a slight. Like, this is what a championship team should be like. And
I'm not trying to throw shade at the me guys, right? Like, do you win a title, man? You wanna wear a championship belt and you know, point your fine. Like, you earned it. But yeah,
There was one who kind of went on the it's been a long journey for me and I, you know, me. One guy.
I'm trying to remember who
Chet.
That. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he was talking about the
injury. He was talking about his injury.
And he also said there was some personal stuff.
Yeah, he...
Yeah, that was a little...
He certainly let it be known that he's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot, but...
I mean, for the most part, I get
But for the
saying.
Most part, they were all just deflecting, like, you know, SGA, he was like, no, dude, I'm sharing this MVP with, you know, with my partner. And just every guy that they brought up just said, these teammates. And I don't know. I hated to do the old man, like, this is the way team basketball is played and we don't need all the flash. But
it's true.
It was the most unique celebration I've seen, because it was all just, look at this guy to the right of me. This is special. And it was unique. It stood out to me.
Yeah, I saw an interview that Jalen Williams was doing with Scott Van Pelt, and he said the greatest gift you can give anyone is the gift of time. And we've all given each other so much of that. That's like why it means so much.
Wow,
and I thought that's pretty profound for a kid that young.
Yeah, how old is he? 23?
I think he's 24.
Yeah, they're all like in their early 20s.
Dude, that's... Well, but I think some of them are pushing... Is he 20, pushing 25? I think they're all under 25 except for Caruso.
So he was a three or four-year college guy, so I think he's like 24.
That is a really interesting statement. That's what I said. I just think they're all very thoughtful. And you know what I think they also are? Another term to describe them is they're all very real.
Yes.
They're just real guys. Like, it didn't seem like they were out for the Insta post or the, you know, just knowing that the moment, you know, they're going to profit off of that moment. Or it's the, none of that. It's about the journey together. And they won the title. And yeah, maybe that subdued the championship celebration a little bit because they haven't been through the grind as much as some other championship teams. But they did really seem to get it and appreciate it. And it was just kind of, I think it's a really smart team.
Yeah.
I think if you sat down with that team, you'd be surprised at, well, I mean, not surprised, but I just mean, like, I think they would blow you away with how smart and thoughtful they are.
24, by the way, is
we should appreciate that.
Mr. Williams.
He's 24. Yeah,
24.
So what you what is? Oh well, damn it, we got a break. You know, because we have to pay bills and stuff.
We do.
We have sales.
Yes,
around here, and what they do is they sell these ads, and you listen to the ads, and then we come back, and you know,
the whole thing.
But we've got a whole show.
Yeah.
So maybe when we come back, I want you to think about something.
I will.
Okay, I have homework for you.
Tell me,
what is the last U.S. city to win its first and only major pro sports title?
Ooh, that's good.
Because Oklahoma City obviously got theirs last night.
It's the first title in that whole, basically, like...
Well, they don't have any other...
No. I mean, I guess Oklahoma Sooners, like, football in 2001.
No. Does that count? Major pro sports, not college. And that's in Norman, which is south of Oklahoma. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wow. Would you... So he's asked the question. Would you cut your blank off for a... title? He's like, I don't know, I've been married 20 years, why not?
Well, I watched Lomas Brown stand up and say that in a team meeting, and I don't think Lomas was
true story.
I don't think he was joking around. I think he was serious about that. Again, you've been through the wars.
Yeah.
I just don't think at 23 or 24, I just don't think you can appreciate what 15 years of grinding towards something and coming up short.
Yeah.
Like when Dirk won his, or maybe, you know, I mean Charles never got one, but imagine like Karl Malone and Charles Barkley and guys like that that came so close and I mean some of the best players to ever play, and they never get there after all that time. And then, you know, like in your second or third year in the NBA, you're like, oh, by the way, Like, you've been in the playoffs twice. Here's your championship.
I wonder if it would, you know, like, if you really brought out the sickle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And hey, held the, you know, the...
time to go.
It's like, all right, did you really mean that? I wonder how many, you know,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah. It's easy to say.
Easy to say.
It's easy to say.
Now, another, I thought of another term for them, Oklahoma City. We're trying to describe, because I really appreciate Oklahoma City, and I appreciate all their players and how they handle the championship.
Yeah.
And they are very young, and so perhaps that makes it even more surprising, but I thought of emotional maturity.
Oh, that's a another good term.
And them being so young, maybe we're surprised that they have that, but they do. They show that in spades, especially SGA and Jalen Williams, the two best players.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's a really important and very undervalued thing when it comes to building a sports team.
Well, and I don't want to take anything away from certain players, but if you were to take the young who we've been told are kind of the next generation of NBA players, right? Like
Edwards.
The face of the league.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards gets thrown in there. I think Ja Morant for
and
a while.
And he's, by the way, Anthony Edwards, as good as he is,
yes,
is the opposite of what we are talking about.
Yes.
He's more immature, mm-hmm, maybe less emotionally mature, just kind of, he's funny, but I think he's less...
Yeah.
Reflective and thoughtful.
I would agree, it's funny you said that. So the first two guys that came to my mind were Anthony Edwards, who was like, I don't want that, and Ja Morant, who at one point was like, dude, this is going to be a star, and then we saw what happened there. Not all stars are created equal, and so when you see like SGA, it feels different. I mean, there's a guy that is put together one of the great seasons in NBA history, one of four guys to win the MVP, win the scoring title, and win the finals MVP. So it was what? Kareem, Jordan, Shaq, and SGA. And I get, like, SGA is not those guys yet. But, I mean, that's something. Three other guys in the history of the league, and last time I checked, those guys are really damn good. And if you're Oklahoma City, and I felt this way about, like, when Portland had Lillard and Roy, although they weren't to this level, those weren't MVP guys, but it's one thing to get a star. It's another thing to get the right star and a star that you truly feel good about building and surrounding that can change the culture of a team, change the culture of the locker room. And maybe that's the other thing is maybe when your best player is as even keeled, or what did you say? Emotionally intelligent as SGA, it kind of forces everyone to fall in line, the Tim Duncan thing, right?
Like, well, Williams is that way too,
though. Yeah, I mean, you're just so lucky that you have those guys.
I think that's right.
And
I think an immature guy like a Ja Morant or an Anthony Edwards would do wonders to play with guys like SGA and Jalen Williams.
Yes, absolutely. And Oklahoma City is damn lucky that they got one, but they've got two.
Well, like I said, I don't know if it's luck. I think that Presti, that's something that he values very. I mean, he values that greatly in putting together his teams. I think other teams should take a page out of that book. I mean, it's a real thing.
And you also wonder, too, are NBA teams eventually going to look at this and realize that the quick fix, especially in this era of the NBA, like, isn't the best way to go about doing things, that actually growing and building and developing a team may actually...
Yeah, you have to go and acquire 97 draft picks. And once you do that, you should be able to build a winner.
Well, but you look at it, right? Indiana built the team, and they made some calculated swinges. But the way Indiana built their team, the way Boston built their team, the way Oklahoma City built their team, Houston built the team, and now they went out and they pulled the trigger on making a big move. But that's kind of like that calculated, like, Siakam move. But... you know, you've seen these teams, even Milwaukee, right, that won theirs, Denver that won theirs. These are not super teams. These are teams that are built. This isn't the speed up the process a la the Phoenix Suns or the Clippers or someone like that. This is more of a slow build. And, hey, we're going to take our time. We're going to try to build this out. And,
whoops,
you know, I think that's what the NBA wants.
Do you think Indiana gets one?
No.
Because I don't know that
I don't think
that was a magical run.
Yep, it was a magical run. And
now you got a bum Achilles with Halliburton.
In a raced year, you don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back, and you don't know what the team's going to look like. But unfortunately, I think for Indiana, that was the, you know, that brushed by their face, and it's not gonna happen again.
All right, coming up next, I asked this question, but we're out of time. We'll ask it again next, or try to figure it out. The last U.S. city to win its first and only major pro sports title. Somebody mentioned the Blazers in 77. Does that count? Well, I mean, that was 1977. That is clearly the last one is Oklahoma City.
Yes.
The question is, was the last city to get its first and only major pro sports title? I think I have the answer.
Okay.
And we will get to that on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.